not fulfilling the law, but we are fulfilling the righteousness of the law.
所以啊，我们要得到释放的方法，就是因为从耶稣那边客观的讲起来，耶稣神已经给我们替我们破坏了罪的力量。
So, to be free from condemnation is because through Jesus the power of sin was condemned.
好，底下他要讲到我们主观没有错，耶稣已经破坏了罪的力量。我怎么样能够 appropriate？ 怎么样能够使耶稣破坏罪的力量的这个功效能够真实应用在我个人的身上来
？So how can we apply the fact that Jesus has destroyed the power of sin in our lives？
保罗在这里告诉我们说啊，如果你随从肉体的话，随从肉体的人呢、啊，不是就是 socks 啊，随从 socks 就是体贴 socks， 随从圣灵就是体贴圣灵。
Okay, Paul said, live according to socks, to set the mind on the socks. If you live according to the Holy Spirit.Is to set your mind on the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 这里说啊，我们中文翻成体贴那个字啊，其实希腊文就是 phroneo.
The word to set the mind on something in Greek is phroneo.
Phroneo 这个字什么意思呢？ Phroneo 这个字啊，就是讲到你的 intention， 讲到你的企图啊，你的动机、你的企图、你的目标、你的行为。
To set one's mind on is to fix one's intention or objective.To work out something.
换句话说，保罗说啊，如果你要得胜，耶稣已经败坏了罪的力量以后，如果你要过一个得胜的生活的话，你应该怎么样？你应该要随从圣灵，不要随从 socks.
So, Paul said, now that you like to receive the result of Jesus Christ's destruction of the power of sin, okay, you ought to set your mind on.The Holy Spirit rather than on socks.
那如果你不体贴 socks， 你体贴圣灵的话是怎么说？就说你的企图、你的目标、你的行为，通通是顺从圣灵。
So if you don't live according to the socks but according to the Holy Spirit, means that your whole intention or objective is according to the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，你的生活的中心、你的生活的企图、你的生活的目标。你生活的外表上的行为不是主向 socks， 而是主向圣灵。
That is to say, your intention of life, your objective of life, or the practical living, you have to set your mind on the Holy Spirit rather than socks.
换句话说，你一生，你今天生活的目标是什么？
What is your goal of life?
你是为自己呢，还是为神？
Are you trying to live for yourself or for God?
你的动机、你的目标、你的行为、你的做法是靠着 socks 呢？靠着你自己呢？还是靠着神的恩典？
Is your intention of the or objective according to socks or according to the Holy Spirit?
如果是靠着神的恩典的话，哎，很奇怪，你可以做到很多事情你自己做不到的事。
If you want to live according to the Holy Spirit, you can do many things that you never imagined you could do.
因为你们既然愿意迟一两分钟啊，几分钟吃饭了、啊，我干脆做一个见证给各位听。
If you're willing to delay your lunch for a couple of minutes, I'd like to give you a personal testimony.
我不是在这里，不是是荣耀归给神，并不是说我这个人怎么样、啊。
Give glory to God.
我只是说啊，神的能力能够在一个人身上，能够做奇妙的事。
God's power can be expressed on a person and expressed in a very wonderful way.
我刚刚来美国念书的时候
，When I first came to the United States to study.
有一个韩国的同学
I have a Korean classmate
那个韩国的同学那个韩国人的民族性我知道今天我坦白讲我知道今天为止对韩国人的印象不是很好的
I have to admit that I don't have a good feeling toward the Koreans
因为我有很多的经验跟韩国人的经验不过我只讲这么一个
Because I have many contacts with Koreans
我在那里啊在那里念书的时候啊就是那个韩国的同学那个韩国的同学、啊、非常的嫉妒性非常厉害
This Korean friend of mine was very jealous of me
因为我们同样是从远东来的
We both came from the Orient
所以他就更是嫉妒对我的嫉妒性更厉害
So he expressed really expressed jealousy toward me
而且我要为着 我不太愿意讲，不过我讲好了，讲就是你要晓得我，你晓得我讲的动机了。
Okay, so I hope you realize my motive of giving this testimony.
因为啊，我在班上，我每次考试都考第一名，我是第一名毕业的。
Yeah, I was a top student in my, all of my classes. I graduated as a top student.
那这个韩国学生啊，就心里很不高兴。
So this Korean friend wasn't very happy about it.
同样是从远东来的。
He also came from the Orient.
你不是 ABC。不是说英文不是你的 mother language， 你英文也是 second language， 可是你在全班第一名，他就不大一样，所以他心里很不高兴。
So, both of us were poor in English, but yet, you know, brother one was the top of the class, and this Korean was not.
那我就在宿舍里面，我平常喜欢在宿舍里面念书。
I normally study in my dormitory.
有一天下午啊
，one afternoon，
他就住在我对面那一个后面一个房间里面。
He lives in a room across the hall.
那我在房间里面看书，我门是没有锁，门是关了，门没有锁。
I was studying in my room and I closed the door, yet I did not lock.
他晓得我在房间里面。
He knew I was in my room.
他门就开，他也不敲门，门就开就开进来。
He just entered and announced.
一进来啊，我就坐在那里看书。
I was studying.
哼，你又在看书，把我桌子上五六本书啊，杀！
He was quite unhappy to see me studying, so he just pushed all my books off the table.
那平常啊，当然了，我这个人，因为我很喜欢书，所以我对这个事，人家给我搞书搞坏，我很不容易忍受。
Really,
把我书搞掉啊！你要叫我容易发我脾气，叫我发脾气的一个很简单的，告诉各位一个秘诀。
I really treasure my books. I really hate people.
你把我的书啊乱搞，你把我这 transparency 干干干。
Bad care of my book. So if you,
这是我的脾气。
There's one way to offend me is to mess up my books.
所以他那天进来啊，就把我的桌子啪，把桌子上的这五六本出来，嘎，搞乱七八糟。结果我的书啊，本来好好的书啊，这里搞一下，那里搞一下，搞乱七八糟。
So as he swept all books on my table on the floor, and he really bent corners and made them a big mess.
那我根本想都没想。
I was not expecting this.
他跑出去了。
He ran away.
所以我就把我书捡起来，就在那里就看，因为大概那个时候我不晓得什么原因的，我在那里好像很有兴趣，我在那里就在那里看，就在那里看这个圣经的 exegesis， 就在那里就在那里正念书，就在那里搞。
So I just pick up my books and then I continued my studies.
三差不多过了半个钟头，他又进来了。
Half an hour later, he came again.
也没有敲门，门一开，他晓得我没有锁嘛，门一开一进来说，you are studying again， 又是念书。
So came in and saw me studying again, and then he did the same thing to me.
那我就没话讲，我就把书捡起来。第二次捡起来，我没话讲，他跑掉了嘛，我就。
So he ran away right after that. So I have to pick things up again.
他连续这样做，那天下午啊，差不多两个钟头之内连续做了三次。
So within 2 hours, he did the three times to me.
那平常如果是靠着我自己的话，我一定发脾气，我一定跟他打架。
Okay, if I was living in according to socks, okay, I will.
那是啊，乱，学会了，儒生可教也。
Good student.
我一定发脾气跟他打架。
I certainly would start a fight with him.
不是很奇怪
？But it's amazing.
他给我搞第三次以后
，After he did it for the third time.
我就不记得，我就把书捡起来，我说，哎呀神啊，这个人我觉得他大概是心理上有病。我开始为他祷告。
I started praying for him because I pray God, you know, this person is really troubled.
我没有骂他，我也没有跟他打架。
Yeah, I did not fight with him. I did not scold him.
那当时啊，我是没有想到这件事情。
At that time, I did not remember this.
那过了过了几天以后，我在心里想说，哎，奇怪，那一天那个韩国人给我这么搞啊，结果我一点没有发脾气，我一点没有跟他打仗。我没有跟他吵架、啊、我也没有兴师问罪，没有，我只是啊乖乖的又回来在那看书，而心里就在想，哦，奇怪，这个韩国人为什么这么奇怪，很可怜，我觉得很可怜他啊，不会兴师问罪跟他打吵架。
So I sat back a couple of days later. I was wondering, you know, why was it that I did not react normally? You know, I did not fight with him.
不是我经过思想以后说我一定这样做，没有，我根本就很自然而然这样做出来。
Yeah. I really did not think through it at when it was happening. So I was thinking back.
那过了几天以后才想起来，哎，奇怪，怎么这样子？
I just wonder now, how did I manage to act like that?
罗马书第八章。
Yeah, this is Romans chapter 8.
不是依靠 socks 做啊。
Not
如果是靠我 socks 的话，我一定要跟他兴师问罪，跟他打架。根本我念书跟你关你什么事？我根本没有侵害到你，对不对
？If I was living according to socks, I certainly would have fought with him and at least taught him a lesson.
可是圣灵的恩典，我昨天跟你们讲，神的恩惠啊，神的恩典呢、啊？不只是神对待我们而已啊，而是一种力量，能够使我们做出我们做不到的事。
But the grace of God enabled us to do something which we couldn't even imagine ourselves.
所以我心里根本没有挣扎。
There was no struggle.
为什么
？Why？
因为是圣灵的恩典。
Because it's the grace of the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说啊，我们可以，我们不必继续活在那种挣扎的生活里面。
So we really don't have to live in this life of struggle.
所以啊。第六节跟你们讲到，随从肉体就是死，随从圣灵就是生。
So to live according to Sarks is death, according to the Holy Spirit is life.
他这里啊，第七节到十一节跟你们证明他上面所讲的事。
Verses 7-11 gives the substantiation.
为什么呢？因为 Sarks 就是仇视神，就是不服神的管理。
Sarks is against God and against his government.
各位记得啊，我刚才说过 ，Sarks， 你要靠你自己的话，你自己的这个本性啊，很容易受这个罪的侵略、侵占。
So if you live according to Sarks, you are tempted by sin very easily.
所以结果被罪侵占之后啊，你就会向神求事，跟神为敌，你当然就不会服神的管理。
So if you are invaded by sin and you would hate God and you would not obey His rule.
可是我们人呢、啊，必须靠神才能够活，因为神是我们生命的来源。
But we can live only through God because God is our source of life.
所以如果我们随从圣灵的话，圣灵是我们生命的来源。
If we live according to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is our source of life.
所以如果我们有圣灵的话啊，我们一方面有属灵的生命。圣灵给我们力量，做出我们自己靠 socks 没有办法做得出来的事。
So if we live according to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and we have a spiritual life.
同时啊，将来我们的身体，我们的肉体将来要复活。
And we can rise again in the future.
好，我们来看啊，第八章第一节到第十一节，刚才我们所讲的那一段呢、啊。都是用技术语态，就是 indicative mood 写的。
Chapter 8 verses 1-11 was written in an indicative mood.
那第八章十二节啊，虽然并不是 imperative mood， 虽然不是，可是它的效果跟 imperative mood 跟命令是一样。
So even though verse 12 is not in the imperative mood, but it is still a command.
它的意思就是说，你看，弟兄们。这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
So、
就是肉体，活着肉体就是 socks。
We are debtors not to the socks to live according to socks。
所以他是用另外一个方法，其实是等于命令我们说，我们呢、啊、不应该顺从 socks 去生活。
So this is really a command. So that we really shouldn't live according to socks.
那我刚才说过了，就是因为基督徒信主以后还有可能活在 socks 的情况底下，所以保罗才命令我们说，我们不应该这样做。
Since it is possible for a Christian to live according to socks still, so that's why Paul is warning us about it.
好，保罗啊，就跟你们讲理由，为什么缘故我们不应该啊靠 socks 去生活？
Why then?
原因啊，第一。就是因为如果我们顺从 socks 的话，我们结果就死。
The result of living according to socks is death.
那靠圣灵来致使身体的恶行，就是说靠圣灵啊，圣灵把我们不应该做的事致使的话，不是靠自己，靠圣灵的话，我们就会活了。
If we condemn sin through the Holy Spirit, then we can live.
还有第二方面，第二个理由就是因为我们是神的儿子。
The second reason is we are the children of God.
啊，我这里很快的讲啊，第十四节到十七节跟我们讲到啊，因为我们是神的儿子，所以我们应该啊不欠 socks 的债，去顺从 socks 生活。
Since we are the sons of God, we really should live. We should not be debtors to socks.
十四节跟我们描写我们是神的儿子。
In verse 14, telling us that we are the sons of God.
凡神被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
第十五节跟你们讲到神的儿子事实。
And the verse 15 talking about the fact of God's Son.
就是今天我们已经受了儿子的心，我们可以呼叫我们的父阿爸神。
We have received the spirit of sonship when we cry Abba Father.
第十六节跟我们讲到，我们今天是神的儿子的证据。
Verse 16 gives us the evidence.
这里告诉我们说，圣灵与我们的心同证明我们是神的儿子。
The Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵给我们证据，我们的心也晓得我们是神的儿子。
So the Spirit gives us this evidence, or bear witness.
在这里的证据啊，是我们神圣灵跟我们的心同一起来证明。
The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and our Spirit together bear witness.
这里啊，基督的福音跟佛教很多不一样。当然很多不一样，其中一个常常有人误会，所以我要特别讲。
This is one of the major differences between Buddhism and Christianity.
就是我们与基督连结之后，我们的 personality， 我们的位格没有被吸收进到神里面去。
So that is when we are connected with associated with Christ, God did not take our personality away.
没有消灭我们的本性 ，right？
Yeah.
并不是说我们跟神联合了以后，我们自己啊，我们这个人个人就消除了，没有，那个是佛教的泛神论的想法，跟基督教完全不一样。
God did not take our personality away. It's quite different from the concept of Buddhism.
可是有一些很可惜，有一些不大头脑不很清楚的一个传道人，有时候会告诉你说：“哎，你跟耶稣联合以后啊，目的就是要使你的这一个位格完全成熟在神里面。”那完全错了。
So yet there were some false teachers who feel that after we were associated with Christ and we disappear.
第十七节跟你们讲到我们成为神的儿子的结果。
Verse 17 tells us about the result of being the children of God.
就是我们要做神的后嗣。
That we become God's heirs.
我们与基督同做后嗣。
So we are fellow heirs with Christ.
就是我们要和基督一同受苦，同时要和基督一同得荣耀。
We will suffer with him together, and in order that we may also be glorified with him.
好，我们看第八章十八节到三十节。
18.
讲到将来的荣耀。
Talking about the future glory.
保罗跟你们讲到，我们今天有苦楚没有错，可是我们应该啊，如果我们面对今天的苦楚，我们应该比较我们将来所要得到的荣耀跟现在的苦楚相比较的话，我们的情况就不一样。
It's true that we have sufferings in this present time, but if we compare the sufferings of this present time with the glory in the future, then our reaction will be different.
那保罗在这里跟你们讲啊，我们将来的荣耀是很确实的，不是乱讲的。
We are certain about this future glory.
为什么呢？保罗说，你看，现在受造之物啊，在那里叹息劳苦。
Because Paul mentioned the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God.
其实那里所说的意思啊，我不讲了，我讲其他事哈。本来我要跟描写，保罗用这个很有这个 picturistic， 就是很有这个。像画一样的一个很有意思的名这个形容词在那里。
Paul gave a very picturesque description of this creation, groaning in travail.
其实他那里所说的，他就说啊，好讲好了，差一分钟左
右。Okay, I'll spend 1 minute.
他就说啊，整个的今天受造之物啊，他们发哀哭的声音啊，就像那个交响乐队 symphony 一样，在那里发出苦楚哀叫。
Said the groaning and the travail of the entire creation.And it's just like a symphony, you know, every instrument makes a sound.
他们在那边呢，去受造之物啊，伸出很长的镜子，在那等候着神的儿子得荣耀的日子。
The entire creation is really sticking all the necks out, trying to wait for the second coming of the Son of God.
为什么呢？因为啊，被造物本来是为了人所造的。
The creation.
创世纪第一章第二节跟他们讲。
Man.
第一章跟第二章跟
你
们讲，可是人犯罪以后啊，受造之物就受了咒诅。
But because of the man's sin, the entire creation was also suffered.
所以受造之物今天没有办法把他们的 full potential 是怎么讲，把他们的全部的潜能通通发挥出来。
The entire creation cannot live up to their full potential.
不但保罗说，不但是受造，就是我们今天一样。我们今天有圣灵初结果子的一样。
So we are just the same, and we have this first fruit of the Spirit, and we really cannot live through our full potential.
所说的初结的果子是什么意思呢 ？First fruits.
what does he mean by this first fruit?
First fruit 初结的果子是什么？初结的果子就是说，你将这个犹太人在犹太国那边呢，这棵树啊，这棵树还没有结很多果子以前呢，他先结一小部分的果子。
Okay, in the Jewish tradition, when a tree is bearing fruit, and before the whole fruit, you know, there are certain fruits which are first fruit.
那然后等到那个初结果子结出以后不久啊，其他的果子才结出来。
So the other fruit started after this first fruit has already appeared.
所以初结的果子啊，就有两个意义。一个意义就是说啊，当然就是初结的果子就是它所要结的果子当中的一部分。
So the first fruit means has two meanings. One is it's part of the entire fruit crop.
那第二个意义就是说 guarantee 保证如果初结果子的话，保证这棵树一定要结很多果子出来。
And another meaning is that if you see the first fruit, you know the tree is able of fruit bearing.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们今天呢有圣灵做我们的初结果子，意思是什么呢？我们今天得救以后，我们已经得到了圣灵，是什么呢？第一，就是我们得救以后所要得到的福分的一小部分而已。
So when Paul said that we have the first fruit of the Spirit, means we know that we have only received part of the entire fruit crop.
同时，这个初结的果子啊，能够保证我们要得到全部的果子。
This is also an assurance that there will be more fruit to come.
所以保罗意思就是说，我们今天得救以后，我们得到了。我们得救以后所要得到福分的一小部分而已。
So that is a guarantee
that we get the good part of the entire fruit crop. 可是我们得救要得到了一些福分，一大堆还在将来。
And the rest of the crop will appear in the future.
所以我们今天呢，我们照样也正在叹息。
So we are also groaning inwardly.
因为你还没有得到你要得到的救恩的全部。
Because we have not received the full.Salvation, the
我们只是得到一小部分而已。
We only receive part of it.
也许我再讲一个故事，帮助各位了解。
So let me tell you another story to help you understand.
第二次世界大战的时候啊，有一些美国空军的军官呢、啊，到日本东京去轰炸。
During the Second World War, there were several American pilots who flew a bombing mission over Tokyo.
那这些有一些人呢，到东京以后很不幸的被这个日本的高射炮把它打下来了。
Several pilots were shot down while over Japan.
那这些这个军官呢、啊，就变成一个战驴，被关在这个战犯的这个监狱里面。
They were captured and they became prisoners of war.
那日本呢，对他们很不客气。
And the Japanese mistreated them.
要骂他就骂他，放不给他吃就不给他吃，打他乱打。
Tortured them and did not treat them well.
不是啊，1945年8月15日。日本的天皇啊，向联合国、向美国宣布投降。
So in August 15, 1945, the Japanese Emperor announced the surrender.
他一宣布投降以后啊，这个日本人呢、啊，对这些美国空军的军官关在监狱里面的人、啊，客气点啊 ，Good morning.
So the moment of the surrender was announced, the Japanese guard started to treat the pilots a lot better.
就不敢对他们随便乱来了。
They dare not mistreat them anymore.
本来要给你饭吃，像丢给狗吃一样。现在
，So in the past, and you know, they just cast food at them, and now they have to serve them well.
美国空军的军官呢，在8月15号那天呢，已经得到了他们得胜的初阶的果子。
So those pilots who were prisoners of war, that on August 15th, they have tasted the first fruit of victory.
他们还被关在日本监狱里面。
But yet they were still prisoners.
所以他们在那里叹气劳苦，哎呀，我要回去找我太太了，我要回去找我父亲了，自己还在那叹气。
But they were still groaning and travailed, and they really like to be reunited with the family.
等到有一天了，美国空军把他们接回来，接回来，对，反正已经把那个翻译出来。
So one day they were picked up by American transport plane and dropped back to the States.
那个时候，
他们不
只是初级的国子。
That time to receive the full fruit crop.
照样啊，我们 救恩全部，所以圣灵也在那里，叹气，圣灵在那里帮助。
The creation is groaning and we are groaning, and even the Holy Spirit was groaning and trying to help in our weakness.
而且啊，我们将来要得荣耀，这个是神永世的计划，所以你不要怕。
The future glory is part of God's eternal plan, so don't be afraid. He's going to fulfill this plan.
所以我们将来要得到荣耀，我们将来要得到救恩的全部，这个就是神永世的计划，神绝不会改变。所以我们有这么大的盼望，我们根本不要怕。
So we don't have to afraid at all because we know it is going to happen.
那第八章二十九节常常被很多人误用。
So, verse 29 of chapter 8 has been misinterpreted by many people.
常常有人说，我唱了车啊，不要紧啦，换处互相效力，叫爱神的得意事，所以唱车也得好处了。
So people say that, oh yeah, you know, even though I had a terrible auto accident, that's all right, because all things work for good for those who love God.
哎呀，我现在肚子痛了，不能吃了啊，不要紧啦，换处互相效力，就是哎呀，叫爱神的得好处了，这无所谓了。
Stomach ache, terrible, terrible ache, but that's all right, because all things work for good for those who love God.
其实啊，在这里说。万事都互相效力，叫爱神的得益处，得 good 益处啊。那你所说的益处是指的什么？不是说指的说你唱歌得益处，或者说你肚子痛了第二次，而是那个益处指的什么？就是说我们将来的荣耀。
Okay, so the good, all things work together for good. The good means the future glory.
所以不要把圣经误用了啊。
So don't misquote the Bible.
为什么呢？你看二十九节说，因为。为什么万事互相效力成就我们那个益处呢？因为什么？底下所写的跟我们讲的圣经是讲到我们将来得荣耀的事，所以这里的意思是指我们将来的荣耀。弟兄姊妹们，保罗告诉我们说，不管什么事情发生，一切事情互相效力，就是要我们这些爱神的人，将来有一天与我们的主耶稣基督一同同得荣耀。这件事一定要发生，你不要怕，你不要担心。
So Paul is actually saying that no matter what happens now, you know, all things were preparing for this future glory that we are all going to receive. So don't be afraid, don't lose heart.
好，最快来，很快来看最后一个。
Okay, very quickly, we're going to see the final point.
第八章三十一节到三十九节。
Verses 31 to 39.
这一段啊，就是保罗从第五章以后所讲的一大堆所讲的话的那个总结论。
This is the conclusion of what Paul was trying to say beginning in chapter 5. Before we see the conclusion, we
are...
The forgiveness and also the justification. The salvation grace includes...the ability to be set free from sin, which is sanctification. The salvation grace also includes the glorification.
So we preach
the gospel, we also include all three components, not just the forgiveness and the justification. Certainly give us this all comprehensive gifts.
所以啊，这个保证我们在一切事上必得胜有余。
So that is an assurance that we'll have victory and over.
第三，三十三节到三十四节告诉我们说啊，神不能够被挑战的称义，神已经称我们为义了。然后当神称我们的为义以后，没有人可以敢在神面前控告我们。
33 and 34 says, since God has justified us, and who can condemn us?
还有第四个，三十四节。
34。
有。基督足够一切的代祷，就是基督今天在神面前为我们祷告，基督为我们的代祷是足够一切的，所以 all sufficient intercession of Christ 正保证我们在一切事上必得胜有余。
So, the intercession of Christ is all sufficient, so that really guarantees that we have everything mentioned earlier.
最后三十五节到三十九节讲到基督征服一切的爱，基督对我们的爱，以及神在基督里面的爱能够征服一切，有这么大的爱，弟兄姊妹们，我们可以确实知道我们在一切的事上必得胜有余。
Talking about the love which conquers all, And this is a love that God has given in Christ Jesus, so we have enough, so we have victory and over.
所以保罗跟我们讲的信息就是什么？弟兄姊妹，不要怕。
Now, the message of Paul is that brothers and sisters, be not afraid.
你们有这么多的保证。
We have so many reassurances.
我们知道在一切事上, 我们必定要得胜有余。
We will have victory in everything.
所以我们应该感谢神。
So we really ought to thank God.
应该称赞神。
We really ought to praise him.
所以我心里觉得很高兴啊。
So I'm very happy. Let's sing.
唱第二首。
Song number two.
第二首。